Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO with Rob Ray. Going to take a little bit of a break here from the WCDO Birthday Club to welcome in a couple of guests this morning. We have Elizabeth Monaco from the Chenango County United Way and Rena Dewing from
County Planning Department.
Chenango County Planning Department. I knew it would come to me once you told me what it was again.
Right.
And you guys are involved in a very special event that is coming to the area between July 13th and July 22nd, where people are basically going to get all sorts of free medical services. So who wants to start with how this is all coming about?
Well, this is a program we were fortunate to get a grant through the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done this in 27 states, where they will go in with about 170, our unit is going to be about 170 military service people,
mm-hmm,
that will provide services in dental, medical, optical, and veterinary. These are all licensed physicians, mm-hmm, or licensed in their field, and they practice, many of them have their own practice, or mm-hmm, they practice for the military, or they're servicemen, active, or some are reservists. So it's a great opportunity, and we've had a great response.
Right. Well, yeah. It's an amazing program to hear that, first of all, we've got you've got free dental services, free medical, free optical. The dental, of course, people need to set up an appointment for, or is that booked up already?
No, that's not booked
still
up.
Still some? Okay.
Yeah, we're at about 50%.
Okay.
But we have a lot of openings because we have approximately 15 dentists, and so they can do a lot with the cleanings, also with the extractions,
mm-hmm,
and fillings, and that's primarily what we're making appointments for.
Okay, so let me give that number for the appointments for those of you who are interested in that. That is 337-1643. Again, that's 337-1643 for the dental appointments. Now, all this is being held at the Norwich High School complex, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and of course, we've got the medical and we've got the optical, and that you just basically show up.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And there's no kind of requirements or anything like that as far as income.
No.
So this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Now, Elizabeth, how's the Chenango United Way involved in all this?
So we were asked to be part of this collaborative because of our connection with volunteers in the community.
Mm-hmm.
The military will be coming to provide the services, but anything in addition that needs to be done will be provided by volunteers. So we worked with the Department of Defense to determine that there will be 900 volunteer slots needed over the 10-day period that the military will be here,
mm-hmm,
to make sure that everything else that's needed to be done will be done by volunteers. So everything from the intake needed with all the patients, patient flow runners, water distributors, parking, all of the data surveys that will be done in the outtake, with all the patients, basically everything done to support the military will be done by volunteers. So we've been recruiting volunteers since June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 900 slots, we've filled about 550 to date. So that's amazing. We've, mm-hmm, had great response, but we still need just over 300 volunteers to make this event occur.
All right. So we've got 13 days to get 300 volunteers.
Do
they call the United Way number?
They can call our number, but really the preferred way is to go on our website,
mm-hmm,
volunteer.chenangouw.org.
Okay.
And on that website, they can look at all of the volunteer postings, look at all the job descriptions, look at all the shifts. Over the 10-day period, we have morning and afternoon shifts that I think can accommodate people's schedules. So they can look at the job descriptions and sign up and register for those volunteer shifts. Do it all themselves right on the website. If they have trouble or don't have access to a computer, they can call us. And we have an intern in our office, Jennifer, who can help them sign up. But really, the best way is just to do it through our website, and they can take care of it by themselves without even having to talk to us if they don't want to.
Okay, and even though it's called Greater Chenango Cares, it's not just for Chenango County residents, correct?
It's not. If you can get there and you need the services, you're welcome to come. So we actually have people coming from Delaware, Otsego, Cortland, Broome counties. We even have some people registered from Pennsylvania and Connecticut.
Wow.
So people are coming from all over to volunteer and to receive services. So it's amazing.
This sounds like a rather mammoth undertaking, really. It's amazing how this, I didn't even know that the military offered this kind of thing.
Well, I don't think we knew that either for, mm-hmm, quite a while.
Just kind of fell in your lap,
yeah.
Really?
Well, yes. And it's fortunate the Southern Tier East, which is a planning group in Binghamton, actually, mm-hmm, they're out of the Binghamton area, but Chenango County and other counties are part of that membership. And so they worked with the Appalachian Group so that they were able to put it in for an application for a grant. Mm-hmm. So this is all a grant that we have with the Department of Defense. And it's a great program, and we're thankful that we're part of it. And I believe Cortland County is going to try and do this possibly next year, but that's not confirmed yet.
Right.
And the veterinary portion of this has been really very successful. And I did want to mention that they are also now adding to their waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
The military thought they might be able possibly to do more. So I want to put that number out there, if you don't mind.
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be 334-9724, extension 6. And again, that's a waiting list. There's no guarantee that they would be able to have the spay or neuter, but they did want us to mention that they are adding to the list.
Okay, so dental, medical, optical, and veterinary. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So it's July 13th through the 22nd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Norwich High School complex over there in Norwich, obviously. Greater Shenango Cares, ladies, thanks for coming in and telling us all about this. This just sounds like a huge mammoth event, and thanks for stopping in and talking with us about it.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right. FM 101 AM 1490 WCDL live.com. Back to the music, back to the birthday club.